Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Startup Incubators Turn 9 out of 10 Failed Ideas into Million-Dollar Companies. Now let's get started with today's show. Most entrepreneurs believe they just need a great idea and funding to succeed. But here's what they don't tell you in those glossy startup magazines. 90% of startups crash and burn, not because their ideas are bad, but because they're missing something fundamental. Today, we're revealing the secret weapon that dramatically increases your odds of success. Think about this for a moment. When you learn to drive, you don't just get handed keys and told to figure it out. You have an instructor, mirrors to see your blind spots, and a structured learning environment. Yet entrepreneurs routinely try to build companies in complete isolation, making the same costly mistakes that thousands before them have already solved. This is what I call the isolation problem. New entrepreneurs work in silos, wasting months heading in wrong directions because they lack mentorship and peer feedback. A startup incubator is essentially your driving instructor for business. It's a structured program providing workspace, mentorship, and resources to early-stage companies, connecting you with experienced entrepreneurs who've navigated these exact challenges. Then there's the resource gap. Most founders need legal advice, accounting expertise, and technical specialists. But hiring these professionals individually costs thousands most startups don't have. Incubators provide shared access to these professional services at a fraction of the cost. You get enterprise-level support without enterprise-level expenses. But here's where it gets really interesting. Your success often depends more on who you know than what you know. Incubators instantly plug you into networks of investors, potential customers, and strategic partners. These connections frequently lead to funding, partnerships, and first customers that would otherwise take years to develop. Consider Airbnb. They were struggling to gain traction until joining Y Combinator in 2009. The program helped them pivot their focus and taught them growth techniques that scaled their user base. They raised $7.2 million in Series A funding shortly after graduating, directly through incubator connections. Here's your action step. Research three incubators in your industry this week. Check their portfolio companies, success rates, and application deadlines. Apply to at least one that aligns with your startup stage and goals. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.